Amateur detective inspector, at least.
This thing's as sharp as a scalpel.
Observation of details. Very good. Mr. Holmes would be proud of you. What a pity he's gone home and can't see how well you've learnt your lessons.
He'll be back for the trial.
Oh, and you're looking forward to telling him how clever you've been since he left. There's no point in having tools if you're not going to treat them properly.
You know about tools, do you?
Of course. I need them for my work. Hammers, screwdrivers, saws.
Chisels.
Oh, yes. Chisels are especially useful.
Mr. Holmes, an honour.
Inspector Dorgan.
And Dr. John H. Watson.
Inspector.
Oh, I'm a great admirer of your writing, Doctor. Never miss a Strand magazine.
Oh, very kind of you.
The case, Dawkins. Have there been any new developments?
To be honest, Mr. Holmes, I'm afraid I've brought you down here for nothing. The fact is, gentlemen, I have the killer under lock and key.
Oh, good work, Inspector.
Thank you, Doctor.
You have a confession?
Not yet.
But then you have proof.
Well, not only is the murder weapon this man's property, he was seen having a blazing row with Miss Smith, with a dead woman, 2 days before her death.
And that's the whole of your case?
Well, I'll get more.
So you're quite certain of this man's guilt?
Yes, I am, Doctor. I've dealt with a good few murderers in my time. They all have something in common. Something in their eyes that says they're capable of taking a life. This man's got it, too.
I didn't kill her. How many times do I have to tell you? You've got no right keeping me here.
I've got every right.
You've got no proof. You can't have. What are these two here if you can prove it? Mr. Holmes, hasn't he sent for you to find his proof for him?
Tell me about your argument with Miss Smith.
You won't find any proof. I didn't kill her. Mr. Holmes, you've got to get me off.
The argument, Stevens.
It wasn't an argument, just a disagreement.
What was it about?
She was keeping something from me.
Did she normally confide in you?
Oh, yes. She was my friend.
A school teacher and an odd job, man.
It didn't matter to her. She wasn't like that. She used to enjoy talking to me.
Until recently.
She changed. She was secretive. Something was worrying her, eating away at her. I told her I wanted to help.
What did she say?
She told me she didn't need my help. She'd sorted everything out for herself.
I've got witnesses who heard raised voices.
She was short with me. I'm afraid I forgot myself.
Shall I tell you what really happened?
You've already told me.
I think you made advances to her.
No.
I think those advances were unwelcome. She put you in your place and you didn't like that, did you, Stevens?
I would never have done that. Never.
Dawkins, you have no case. This tea is disgusting.
I've got enough. And he'll cough, you'll see.
Tell me about the dead woman.
That's not easy.
Oh, why not?
Because Miss Emily Smith was a retiring sort of person. Well, if it didn't sound so insulting, I'd say she was almost anonymous.
What about her family? Her friends?
Her family were local people. They're all dead now. And she wasn't anxious to make friends.
No admirers, no fiancé.
So it seems.
You must know something about her.
She was quiet, courteous, and well-respected.
And good at her job?
Oh, more than just that. She set up the school.
Indeed.
Yeah, when her parents died, I suppose she needed something to do. She'd care for them for a long time. It leaves a vacuum in your life.
What sort of school is it?
For village children too young to come into town here to the board school. Miss Smith went to the parish council with the idea, and they let her use an empty house. She got a tiny living from them, too.
You seem to have a good deal of information on this anonymous young lady.
Only what's common knowledge, Mr. Holmes. Oh, you're right, it is disgusting.
Inspector, what about the footprints?
Or lack of footprints. Just how did Stevens manage to stab Miss Smith without leaving any traces?
Yeah, it puzzled me too at first.
Yes, and now?
The snow that night fell in flurries. Heavy bursts with gaps in between. Stevens brushed out his footprints after he stabbed Miss Smith, and the next flurry covered the brush marks.
It wasn't heavy enough to obscure the dead woman's prints.
Exactly. Simple, you see.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a London train in about half an hour. I'll order the wagon for you, shall I?
I believe I'd like to stay just a little longer.
Tell me why you did it.
I think you know that, Inspector.
You told me Emily Smith was your friend. You told me and you told Mr. Holmes.
Yes.